Aldo Moon and the Ghost of Greywood Hall by Alex Wolfe. Read by James Price. Chapter 1. It was a dark and stormy night, I began. The skies were racked by thunder that rolled in waves across the valley. Lightning forked through the dismal clouds and lit up the trees in brief, angry flashes. Actually, it was a beautiful evening. The only celestial illumination was provided by the moon, which shone through wisps of London fog, falling silkily upon our rug. But that didn't seem right for my story, which was to be in the Gothic tradition, and so required a more violent kind of weather. Aldo watched me, an amused expression at play on his lean, angular face. I'd hoped for at least a pretense of excitement, but was grateful that he wasn't yet bored. I tried not to let his appearance put me off my stride. He looked ridiculous as usual, in canary yellow trousers and turquoise waistcoat, with mermaids embroidered on the front. His baggy pirate shirt had lace frill cuffs that he twisted in his long, restless fingers. His hair was as dark and unruly as the storm I was trying to describe. "The wind," I said, "was howling through the trees."
"Doesn't it always?" groaned my cousin Lily, the third person in the room.
"Nothing in this universe, my dear girl, is so predictable that one can say it would always be so," said Aldo, "although Nathan's stories may yet prove the exception."
"You mean he won't ever surprise us?"
"I fear not."
"Excuse me," I interrupted, "I'm trying to conjure an atmosphere here."
"Well, how about conjuring some characters and a plot?"
said the heartless Lily. We were in the sitting room of our home in St. John's Wood, London, the three of us passing the time before bed by telling stories.